Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. This is Live Events. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor, ladies and gentlemen, the host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition
of Night Zone Radio Live.
I'm your host, Colin Knight. It is Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2010. Tonight, we have with us the California Paranormal Private Investigation.
Have you locked your doors?
The CPPI, next.
Night Zone.
Play the game, create the time. With every move and line, Jackal guard against the moon, and the game will be over soon. Can you hear the earth sighing as he turns towards the sky? The time of Ra is ending, and the sun begins. Can you feel it changing? Can you see?
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Yes, the CPPI, the California Paranormal Private Investigators. They're based out of the Inland Empire area of Southern California. However, they do investigate all over California, Nevada, and Arizona. Now, this is a team of resourceful paranormal investigators. And tonight, in the Night Zone, we have three of the executives. And we're very fortunate to have them with us tonight. We have KD, who is the lead investigator and site researcher. Good evening, KD.
Hello.
And we have Peaches, director, lead investigator, and paranormal photographer. And
hello,
also the El Presidente. Good evening, Peaches. And Diana. Now, this is the most important person in the team. She's the treasurer. Good evening, ladies. Buenas tardes. Welcome to the Night Zone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, I have to say, before we get going, I have to thank Lex, Sarah, very much for bringing us together. I'm absolutely thrilled that we could have you ladies on the show tonight. It's amazing, you know, they talk about 5 degrees of separation. And look where we are. Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. And lo and behold, here you are in the Night Zone.
That's what it's all about. We try to network with as many people as we can to get to know as many people as we can.
That's the way it is. And again, in the Night Zone, it's our job to get the information out and let the people choose that information as they will and dissect it and everything else that they have to do to it. But I do appreciate you ladies taking time away from your family for tonight's show. Kudos to you. And especially to you, Peaches, for putting all of this together. You give me a lot to work with for tonight's show, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you for giving us the time. We appreciate it.
No problem at all. So let's get to it. We'll get to how you three got involved in this paranormal investigation field. I guess the best place to start would be KD, the founder. I understand you've got about 20 years' experience in this field.
Yes. The group itself got together over 3.5 years ago, the current members that are in there now. Although individually we have all done this kind of investigation by ourselves or with other people. And myself, starting about 20 years ago after babysitting at a house with some activity there, got my interest going about what the heck was going on, and so I just started investigating what could be going on and the best way to find out how to, you know, make sure about it.
What kind of stuff was going on?
When I was babysitting at the home, it was an old house built in around 1890 or so. And besides electronic things happening, like lights flickering and they had doorbells ringing with no one there, also player piano playing when, you know, just suddenly turning on and going by itself, doors opening by themselves, shadows, noises, the whole gamut. And I thought, what the heck is happening here?
Yeah,
so
really.
It turned out that particular house is reported to be haunted. The funny thing is CPPI had the opportunity to go investigate it last year as a professional team.
Great, great. Now, fair, you're clairsentient, so you have the psychochemistry working for you. You sense the energies of things. You're empathic to energy senses, right?
Yes. Changes in energy shifts, especially in their emotions of active spirits in the area.
Right. Yeah. And so you deal with both positive and negative energy?
Yes. On the emotional realm, you can get they're nervous, they're excited, they're curious, they're angry, they want to be left alone. It's just like tuning into another person that you're speaking with, you pick up on possibly their attitude.
Right.
So walking into an area, you can feel a shift in the energy as though a spirit is possibly there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start tuning into, am I sensing any kind of emotion here? And then the equipment comes out.
Well, no, I tell you. We'll get to shielding a little later in the show for protection of yourself while doing this stuff. But Anna, you're a certified paranormal investigator, certified parapsychologist.
Yes.
now that must be a valuable tool when going into some of these dark, creepy places?
Well, yeah, it is. I got started in it actually about 8 years ago. And what I was doing was I was going to different cemeteries looking for movie star graves, which evolved into ghost hunting, which, of course, evolved into paranormal investigations. And the paranormal investigation being certified in that, just, it's not that big of a deal. It's just, it just shows people that I'm very serious, you know,
right,
that I took the time to try and study and learn all I can about it. And, of course, being on investigations, you learn something new all the time. And I've just become kind of sensitive to spirits within the past, like, year and a half, where I can actually sense if there's something around. It's just been recently that I can kind of tell if it's male or female, but which is kind of cool. I really like having that ability to do that. It helps on my investigations.
Now, you girls, I talked to the South Jersey Ghost Research Group last year, and these bunch of ladies would go down into some of the darkest and dampest places of the Eastern Seaboard. Please tell me you don't go in there without a gun or something.
a gun, no. We don't cross the streams. Nothing of the Ghostbusters type either. But it is, you know, you go into a place, you, like you said, you put up your shields and you tune into what possibly might be there and,
right,
you know, deal with it as it comes along. But we've been into some deep, dark, danky places as well. One of them would be one of the oldest running ships in the world.
Wow. And that would be the Mary, right?
No, this was the Star of India in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've actually been there. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. The history that's about those ships makes you wonder exactly what goes on in the paranormal world. And I guess, Diana, that's where parapsychology comes in. It helps you guide the team into the direction they need to go. I think that's a wonderful tool for your organization, for sure. As a treasurer, Diane, I got to ask the question, how are they with the expenses? Are they all right? Like, you know?
Well, we're trying to... the expenses. How do I? We're a nonprofit. We don't charge. We accept donations, and we always try to come up with creative ways of how do I make money. You know,
One of these days you'll see us at a spaghetti dinner or a paranormal car wash. Or something.
Paranormal car wash. Yeah.
Okay. Why not? You know, like, you know, the king has no clothes. Remember the story? I mean, what would they know? Tell them it's $5, right? No, seriously, though. It is difficult. And all of the groups that I've spoken to around the country over the years, they all do it for nothing. You know, there's no large expense for the person making the call to report an anomaly. You guys are dedicated, there's no doubt about it, and I'm glad that you can take donations and gratuities, because the associations need to flourish. There's enough work out there for everybody, that's for sure. Do you do any seminars or anything like that in the to raise money at all, Diana?
No, well, we've done, I don't know if you want to call it seminars, we've kind of taught a couple of classes type thing, but we've done it for free. So we have talked about maybe charging or doing a class and maybe charging as a way of making some money, but we haven't done it yet.
Right. Well, if you ever get to that point and you need a voiceover, you know, remember the guy. Remember the fellow, okay? And Peach, no problem. And Peach is your curiosity, got my curiosity. You began at the age...
Hello.
Peaches.
Oh, sorry,
hello.
Lost you there for a second.
That's all right. You, Peaches, you began at the age of 8, learning about the paranormal. I mean, trying to record EVPs at that young age. I mean, you must have had a twitch about something.
I think it was a lot of TV that my parents would leave on. I was very into animals, and I had recently lost my parakeet.
Right.
I've told this story, and it bores the hell out of people, but I actually, you know, I prayed to my parakeet and said, if you're around, you know, please give me a sign that you're around. Poop on this piece of paper or talking to my recorder. And I left one of the big, you know, shoebox-type recorders out with a tape and never captured anything, but I tried. Whether I
but
was
you believed.
By TV or what it was, I have no idea how, you know, the idea got into my head. But,
now, I did enjoy on your bio, it said your primary goal regarding paranormal investigations is to find out the who, what, where, when, and why a haunting occurs and how to help both sides. That's quite a statement. It's difficult to always get the answers to one of the paranormal problems, isn't it? You can't always come to a definitive answer.
Definitely. And one of the things that has kind of helped us is to go back to a place several times. Some people have asked, well, why do you go to one place, you know, two and three times, you know, within a year or so?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really to compare results of what we've gotten in the past. Are there the same spirits there? And, you know, are there different emotions this time? Is the time of year what causes whatever's happening there? And this is more so with historical type locations, but we'll, you know, get calls from people saying, well, the activity died down, but now it started back up maybe a year later. And we'll look into, well, what could have, you know, started the activity again.
Right.
But we've had situations where the spirits just wanted to be acknowledged, and, you know, they weren't hurting anybody. They didn't realize they were scaring who was ever there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we either help them move along. We do have a spirit releaser in our group that helps them, you know, cross over. Or, you know, we'll help counsel the family. Sometimes they're willing to deal with it and live with it as long as it doesn't hurt them.
Yeah.
And some people have been able to live with them happily. You know, they don't have
right.
a problem with it. So.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret. And if the regular guests will remember the David Baker show before Christmas, I have a spirit with me in my home. His name's Bob, and he's quite a... It's quite a trickster, if you will. And we've been trying to get him to move on for some time, but he's waiting for myself and some friends to fulfill one of his wishes before he'll move on. So we're kind of stuck with him for now. You know, he, knowing who he is and what he is makes a whole difference as to the psyche of what's going on. You know, you're no longer afraid. You understand what it is. So I like what you said regarding the helping both sides. Not only do you have a spirit to deal with, but you have a human being that probably has never had to deal with anything this cerebral, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The believing that there is another spirit in another dimension or another point in time is hard for many people to get their head around.
Exactly. And the subject is kind of taboo with some. So we, you know, we're sensitive to the fact that we're kind of people's last resorts when they, you know, have to call us or contact us. You know, sometimes they've lived with it for a long time. We actually had a case where a gal had moved about 15 times in as many years, and she realized one day, I think it's actually following me. So,
right.
you know, it come to
so,
find out
the
family member.
Yeah, the spirit was attached to her then.
Exactly, exactly.
Right.
And I think a lot of people have felt a lot better knowing who the spirit is,
yeah.
and knowing that it's, you know, family or a friend. You know, all they wanted to do was pass along a message in most cases.
Right, and they couldn't move along until they got that message out. I mean, it's just they're kind of stuck with that. That is the deal. That message must go before they can go anywhere else. Right. I mean,
that's
you know, they're stuck. Yeah,
here.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, those people down in the virtual studio, we truly appreciate you all being down there. It does look that we are doing so well tonight that the studio may be actually getting a little bit full, which is a good thing. We do remind you, however, down in the virtual studio, if you would take a few minutes of your time and register with blogtalkradio.com as a listener and then come back to the Night Zone, we would greatly appreciate it. You know, it is ratings week, and, you know, we're even stuck with rating. Can you believe this? I mean, good Lord. I came away from commercial radio to get away from ratings, and what do I got?
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Your host, Colin Nutt.
Hey guys, we need your help. As usual, we come to that time of the year where ratings mean everything, and we would like you to go to the blogtalkradio.com website, find the Night Zone show page, and mark us as a favorite. Also mark us as a listener, so you can listen to all the bells and whistles that the Night Zone brings to you. We would appreciate it. You want to do that little thing? Let's show Blog Talk what the Night Zone is all about.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Phone lines are open 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
Have you locked your doors? Are your windows secure? Are you sure? Your host, Colin Nutt.
Well, I know my doors are locked, my windows are secure, and I think I have every light in the house on. We're back with the CPPI, the California Paranormal Private Investigation Executive. I've got Peaches, and we've got KD and Diana. We've got the President, Peaches, VP KD, and the Treasurer, Diana, respectively. Many of our listeners, guys, around the country have reported a number of strange events to the Night Zone. And although we enjoy the emails, we usually direct these stories to past guests and experts around the world. Do you belong to any kind of an association or a group that can be a clearinghouse for this kind of information?
Yeah, we belong to International Ghost Hunting Society.
International Ghost Hunting Society, IGHS, okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Peaches?
Wow. We're on a lot of websites that, just kind of list different teams. So
okay.
You kind of have to be in association with them. We also belong to the AAEVP, which I think they've actually just changed their name recently, the American Association for EVP.
So these people would pass on a piece of information if it was in your district, in your area. They would help you with the connection to a client, possibly?
I'm not sure if they would do that, but the client could contact us directly.
Okay, all righty. We'll get to, the bottom of the hour, we'll get into how we can get a hold of you guys and all of that good stuff. But looking at your team profiles, KD, I got to tell you, you got an impressive team.
Yes, we do. They're great. And I got to tell you, any new piece of equipment that comes out, it's surprising. We find a way to try to get our hands on it because we have our tried and true pieces that we love and know what to expect from, but there's always something new, a new scientific angle that only enhances the ability to try and get a few more answers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I tell you, we have a couple of people down in the California area that are electronic whiz kids and electronic businesses. So to my friends down there in California, if you are listening, you should get on board with these people. Sponsor them. Get them their equipment that's needed. Keep on the cutting edge and be part of the California Paranormal Private Investigations because there's lots of stuff out there. The history of California is absolutely amazing. Do you ladies ever come across any native spirits, any California native spirits?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we've actually been to
Indians.
A couple of places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
is
pioneers. Mm-hmm.
That's true. The energy is very different.
It is.
And,
is it?
What we've experienced from.
Now, when you see or when you come in contact with the natives, are they? Do they appear to be lost spirits, or do they appear to know what time and space they're in?
I would see them as protective. There's a city in particular that we've gotten a lot of residential phone calls. And every time we go down there, it seems to be that their land has been disrupted, probably sacred land.
Right.
And they're very protective of that area.
Yeah, so are they hostile or are they just reserved, if you will? For lack of a lousy word.
I would say reserved. They're not hostile. One thing that we do come up against is some false impressions given out by television shows. They're not throwing dishes across the room.
Right.
They are upset that people are on their land in their area. And
right.
There's different ways to put the emotion upset across, just to disturb people, not necessarily try to frighten them, but make their presence known, this is my place, kind of a thing.
Now, KD, the when you go into a place, let's for instance use the native spirit, when you go into a place like that, Obviously, you've done all of your shielding and everything beforehand, but does the energy feel or taste or smell or however you quantify it, is that energy different than, let's say, a battlefield or a house where there was murder? Is there a different mix of... Yeah?
Yeah. Especially when you say a house when there's murder. There's residual energy that's left over time loop, but that is not an active, always an active paranormal situation. You can go into different locations, and the energy is higher, lower, more intense, less intense. The emotion is changing. Your body reacts different. Suddenly the hair might stand up on your arm in this location and it didn't in another location. And you can, many people can feel the different shifts in energy at the different places.
Well, I know even when I talk about this stuff and the people that have been on before you and they will testify to the fact that I'm chicken, okay? I got the lights on. And I've got a wool sweater on, so I'm nice and warm, so I can't get the cold shakes. So I'm ready for anything you ladies can throw at me. But I think it's clear that there does appear to be either another dimension or something, because the greatest scientists on Earth have quantified that many dimensions may exist. And I can imagine seeing a spirit trapped in those type of dimensions, it like looking and talking through a latex barrier, if you will, you know, and muffled and distorted and trying to communicate, but there's that, whatever that barrier is, time, space, continuum, I'm not sure, but and that's the way I see it. Does that come close to how you envision it when you go into a building or into a situation?
I think we've thought about it before in the past, where we think that maybe the spirit, as we can't see them, you know, very clearly or hear them very clearly, they may not be able to see and hear us very clearly. So it might be, I think Katie's mentioned they might be in a fog before, and you know, it takes a while for them to respond to our questions, and we have to be patient because.
Wouldn't that be freaky if somewhere in the future we find out that they were seeing us as ghosts?
Yeah, there's been a good movie about that.
Wouldn't that just get the hairs on the back of your neck up and down? No way. Oh, my goodness.
Diana pays attention to phases of the moon and things like that, solar flaring and whatever, and she's always informing us when we arrive at a location what that situation is, and we're trying to link that to more or less spirit activity also.
Yeah, there definitely is a correlation, Diana. You've got your work cut out, but I agree. There is a correlation. I worked the bars for a number of years while working my way through university, and every full moon, they doubled the security.
They say on full moons people tend to get a little more wilder or something. So I can imagine why if you're working in a bar, they'd have to double the security at that time.
Yeah, there does seem to be something to it, although we haven't ever been able to measure it. But Diana, I think you're onto something. There are trends. I'm absolutely convinced that there are paranormal cycles out there. We just may not be able to count it yet.
Well, we can go to one place and investigate it, and it could be in the middle of the moon phase, and we don't get really a lot. And then we could be at the same place in a full moon, and we'll get a lot of evidence, you know, pictures or EVPs. And, you know, a while ago we were just talking about spirits on different planes or dimensions, and, you know, sometimes how we can hear them or see them. And sometimes EVPs, they can sound like they're standing right next to you. Sometimes they're in whispers, and sometimes they sound like they're in faraway places. So I don't know if that has anything to do with a different dimension or just, you know, the way that they're trying to communicate with us. It's a big study, you know, and trying to figure out what's going on. And
It is. It's a complicated process, and the more I learn, it seems like the less I know. So we'll just keep plodding away at it. Ladies, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, people. You have a two-minute break. Time to refresh your glasses or your libation, whatever you got. Smoke them if you got them. We'll be right back.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. When we come back, we'll talk further with the California Paranormal Private Investigation Group and see what they have to say for themselves. Right after this, KVNM Talk.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religion of the Piscean Age will fade.
Let the future tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine.
Nikola Tesla. Check out the Night Zone in the next couple of months for the Nikola Tesla special. You will not be disappointed. Nikola Tesla, probably one of the greatest scientific minds that man has ever known.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Your host, Colin Nutt. Tonight, we have with us the California Paranormal Private Investigators in the Night Zone. Have you locked your doors? Are your windows secure? Are you sure?
Have you locked your doors? Are your windows secure? Are you alone? Welcome to the Night Zone.
Host Colin Nutt are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, your host Colin Nutt.
And in the Night Zone tonight, we have the executive of the CPPI, California Paranormal Private Investigations, KD, Peaches, and Diana. Welcome back to the Night Zone as we go into the final 30 minutes. We were talking about energies and the likes. KD, when you go into a place, do you feel, as they claim in the movies, do you feel a temperature change first, or do you get the emotional sensation first?
Temperature changes were probably not felt first. Those are probably later, because first thing I'm going to do is take a base reading. What is the temperature now in each area that we'll be investigating, and log down what the temperature is, and then compare that to, does it shift during the night? Initially, as I walk through each area, I'm tuning into, do I sense anyone else here? And is there anything specific about them? Am I getting an intrusive feeling, like I'm intruding? Am I getting a welcoming, a timid, a curiosity? Is there any emotion in this room, even though I'm the only one here, and it's not my emotion?
Right.
So that's what I look.
So you do the base reading so that you know. There's a starting point. So if a room is naturally cold, it's cold.
Yes, that's true. Some rooms, depending on what they're built with, which direction they face, what time of day it is, what the weather's been, and many other things, that room may always be a much colder point in the house naturally, especially like brick rooms down here, that those are usually cooler rooms.
Gotcha.
They keep the heat out.
Gotcha.
If you're sitting somewhere and you suddenly feel the entire room won't go cold as much as you'll feel a cold swirl near you, around you, on an arm, on a leg, you know, on your cheek, that is different than the rest of the room, then you start paying attention.
Well, yeah, I'd be paying attention, all right, and I don't know whether it'd be safe to have me around swinging a baseball bat or, you know, I tell you, it would scare the tar out of me. I my hat goes off to you ladies for doing the things that you do, along with the girls over the South Jersey Ghost Research Group and the CRI and all of the other paranormals we've talked to. It's amazing to me how you can stay as calm and as cool as you as a cucumber under these conditions. I think I would. No, I think I would lose body fluid for sure. I see we have a 909 number that has come up on our switchboard. I tell you what I'm going to do. Normally I wouldn't open up the line right now, but 909, geographical location, first name, and your question, please.
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I wanted to know what your most memorable case has been.
All righty, there you go. Okay, Cheryl, you hang on there and... what has been your most memorable case?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tough one, eh?
We have a few probably different for each of us.
Yeah, and actually, with the three of us, we've been on so many investigations where we've had things happen. I'd say 99% of the time we are pretty calm, and there's that 1% where every now and then we do get a little frightened or startled. But memorable, oh, my gosh. You guys go first. I'm going to have to think about it.
Well, does this have to be a memorable case with CPPI, or how about if we were alone or with another friend? Or
that, however it comes, whatever sticks out in your mind first would be the answer.
All right, Katie, you go first.
Okay, one of them, I have about six, but one of them, we were investigating an abandoned theater, and there were three members sitting in, it was a multiplex, several theater rooms. We were sitting in one of the theater rooms with our equipment, talking about shadows that we were seeing moving in the room, and it was very dark. And we were asking if there were any spirits that had messages, and we had EVP recorders going. And everything was very quiet, and suddenly it sounded as if a rock about an inch or two in diameter, very sharp, was thrown into the chair of the member sitting in front of me, and we leaped out of our seats because when it's very quiet for 20 minutes, and just us gently talking to each other and keeping our ears strained to suddenly have a loud object thrown out of nowhere and hit the chair startled us.
Did you say
us.
It sounded like somebody took an iron bar and just whacked the seat with it? Was that
That's
loud?
What it sounded like.
Yeah.
We turned on our flashlights, looked around, looked under the chairs, looked in 10 rows in every direction. We could never find
any object. Hold the bus here a second. You turned on. You were doing this in the dark. You turned on your. You doing this in the dark?
Oh yeah.
No. No. You know those big Hollywood floodlights that you see searching the sky?
Well, it's
Couple
easier
of
to
those.
See. It's easier to adjust your eyes to the dark. It's same as if you walk into any movie theater, adjusting your eyes to the dark.
Right.
Eventually, you have a point where you can see somewhat, and that's better to see if you see balls of light or shadows shifting. And also, I have to say, if you're tuning into senses other than your eyesight, your other senses become sharper, your hearing becomes sharper, any kind of psychic sensation can become sharper when the eyesight is not distracting you.
If we were stood in the darkness in a theater waiting to find if there were ghosts there, I can assure you there would be body functions that you would be hearing, never mind noises of ghosts. Right? No, no. It just doesn't make sense. It's like jumping out of a perfectly good plane. I have never figured that out. Why would you want to? But you ladies, I tell you, you've got the guts and the glory because... I think it's fabulous. Now, have any of you had a traumatic experience? Something that really kind of made you do a double think?
I had a spirit walk through me one time. Actually, it's happened twice. And it was, I could feel it circling around. And actually, I know Katie was in the room. I don't remember if Diana was in the room at the same time. And it was a private home a couple of years ago. And we could feel, you know, where the spirit was moving in the bedroom. And all of a sudden, I just felt this cold chill right into my body. And I had to get up and shake it off because it was so cold, it was like I had just been thrown into a meat locker. And it was chilling down to the bone to where I was just, you know, almost started shivering. And it was quite an interesting experience.
Well, one of my most memorable experiences was when I saw six shadow people run across at a cemetery. It was 1:30 in the morning. And Katie was there, but she didn't see it.
Is this when you chased them?
Yeah, because I thought it was more people in the cemetery, and then everyone's stopping me from running over there going, Diana, what are you doing? And I'm like, did you guys see them? I think it's more investigators over there. And they're like, no. Six people, wouldn't you think we would have all heard them running? And then it just dawned on me, oh, my God, I just saw six shadows. They weren't people. They were shadows. And it just, that was kind of freaky there for a second.
My first question would be, what are you doing in a graveyard at that time of night? You know, like, you
well,
know.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, we do it a lot, yeah.
Well, when I was a lot younger, we used to do it for different reasons. But this, no, that's looking for ghosts. Mm-hmm. I'm walking into their lair. I don't know whether that would be a safe bet for me.
Well, you have to understand, we don't go there and approach it like this is teenager fun.
No.
We go there for education, to
right.
test theories, to see if certain things work with certain pieces of equipment, and to become better researchers. So this particular cemetery she's referring to has a history of activity. And it's a good location for us to go and test a new theory that we've come across.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, it's a good plan. Absolutely. And it still takes the guts of a lion to do it because, you know, I could see doing it in the you know, dead of noon, you know, when there's lots of people, you know, but I don't know about it.
You go to graveyards then, too.
Yes, that's true, we do.
One particular cemetery during the day and at night, and have actually gotten more activity during the day. Go figure.
Oh, really, eh? Really. Now, I'm sure that there are spirits out there that don't, I'm sure all of the spirits don't just speak English. How do you come around that? How do you realize or how do you negotiate with them?
We have a couple of members that can speak Spanish fluently. And that has actually worked out because we've gotten an EVP recording back in Spanish.
Okay.
Other languages, you hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten some in German, but I don't know anybody that speaks German, so I don't know what it's saying.
Yeah, because it would seem to me, especially in the California area, that there's you know, there was a massive Chinese influx. And many of them were killed during the gold rush and all of that history that's behind it. You know, you would think that some of those spirits would, you know, show themselves and try and get those messages, as we speak about, try and get those messages across. And it always fascinates me that a piece of history can materialize to send us a message. To me, that's just an amazing part of the universal code.
Definitely. And, you know, if we get something that we don't understand, we always consult each other and say, hey, what do you think this sounds like? If we think it is another language, we'll consult with others. I think we had one place where it almost sounded like Hindi or Indian, and you know, we tried to find the answer. We might not have been spelling it right, or, you know, that person couldn't hear it clearly to really make out what it was saying.
Yeah.
But we do, you know, try our best. And that's what is a good thing about networking, too, is that, you know, around the world we're able to get in touch with people. And if we have that type of situation, you know, we can start asking them.
Yeah.
And the other thing you need to be careful is sometimes it sounds like another language and the EVP is actually English spoken backwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I could
so
see
that.
That
happens,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, with the EVPs, are you finding, let me back up here a little bit, which is the most common communication for spirit in your experience so far?
Most common communication a spirit chooses to use?
Yeah.
Probably EVP, I guess, wouldn't you say?
Well,
I think so. I think we've gotten a lot more EVP than anything. We
well,
have
yeah.
noticed that we won't, if we have our meters out and we're asking questions, we'll either get an answer to the meter, you know, where they, you know, we
right.
ask them to say yes and flash the lights. We'll get that, but not an EVP at the same time. So, you know, that brings in the theory that maybe they're using their energy in one form and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that on a location, if a lot of people won't get too much, like they won't see anything or feel anything, we'll end up with a lot of EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've often wondered about EVPs, how why they manage to communicate in the way they do. I've heard the scientific reasons that people theorize about the ionization and the change of molecular structure and that, but I have to say that the EVPs that I've heard, and Paul Dale Roberts and Shannon McCabe from the HPI have brought me a few EVPs over the years, and they are haunting. The last one they brought was the young girl in Aruba that went missing, and she's supposedly still on the beach. People see her on the beach. And we got a clear EVP from there, and that was bone-chilling.
Wow.
Yeah, the EVPs are wonderful evidence, because when you've got one or two people in a room and you know your voices and
right.
you have a third voice pipe in, sometimes they are interacting with exactly what you're talking about or answering a direct question you've asked them.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're making a statement that doesn't have anything to do with what you're talking about. It's not an answer to your question, and yet they're saying an English sentence that you understand, and you're thinking, why did they say that?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
And I'm sure a lot of times that that, like you say, they seem like they speak out of sequence.
They love to chime in with conversations more than when you ask them a question directly. If you say, can you tell me your name? Can you tell me how old you are? You might get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn to your team member and start discussing a piece of equipment that you've heard about, you'll suddenly hear more EVPs at that moment often. They'll chime in with their two cents about what they think. And
yeah.
you think, who's that third voice talking?
Or in one instance, we had a situation in a place where they used battery-operated candles on tables.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, they said they're, you know, they're battery-operated, so they do run out of time. But all of a sudden, an entire section went dark, and all of the candles went dark. And, you know, you would think that if they were turning these on, you know, you'd have one and then a couple seconds another
right.
one would go out and then a couple seconds another one would go out. No, all of these went off at the
just
very same moment. And
all
we got
in
a EVP that said lights out.
Oh, that would be it. Yeah, lights out. All right.
Huge.
Yeah, lights out. I'd be on the floor. Lights would be out, that's for sure. Ladies, we have to take a quick break. Hang in there. We'll be right back for the final 5 minutes.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
There's not much question at all what there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. No, for sure we're not alone.
Across the gulf of space, minds immeasurable. superior to ours. God, that is good.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
The flashes of light. I never had control over the flashes. They are so tormenting. When a word was spoken to me, the image of the object would appear vividly. And sometimes I was unable to distinguish whether what I saw was tangible or not. This caused me great discomfort and anxiety. Like a flash of lightning, in an instant, the truth was revealed. Nikola Tesla.
Watch for the Night Zone special, Nikola Tesla, coming soon. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
Take time to remember those in the armed forces on active duty. The reservists are service members who have fallen in the line of duty. Consider law enforcement officers, fire and rescue personnel, individuals involved in national defense. Think of those fearless men and women who put on a uniform every day to make freedom possible. Because there is no freedom without hope and without those willing to fight for freedom. We ask that you give in 2010. Give like you've never given before to our military, our police, our fire departments, our paramedic services, our nurses, our doctors, our teachers, anyone. Give like there is no tomorrow. Give. Make it a part of your world. We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And we're back with the CPPI executive, the California Paranormal Private Investigators. We have Peaches, the president, the vice president, and Diana, the treasurer, holding the purse strings. Welcome back, ladies, as we move into the final 7 minutes or so. I do see an 818 number up on the line, so we're going to open up the phone line. 818, first name, geographical location, and your question for our guests. 818. Oh, I guess 818 was not wanting to talk. Maybe they were just listening. You never know. But do you guys use any form of Reiki meditation or any form of meditation before you go into a paranormal zone?
Did you say Reiki as in Reiki?
Yeah, Reiki, Reiki. We're Canadian, Reiki. You say you're Californian, you say Reiki. I say Reiki.
We do prayers of white light before we go into locations. We call the group together. One person sort of leads a prayer of white light, and the others stand in a circle, listen, and sort of do a mini meditation along while this one person says what they should be doing for protection.
Right.
And throughout the evening, you may want to personally cover yourself again with some sort of shield of protection.
Mm-hmm. And protection is always the best thing to do going in places like that. I think I have a set of body armor somewhere in the house that I could probably put on. That might help me a little. But Peaches, you're the photographer of the group. Have you been able to grab anything of any kind of a full-body apparition or the likes?
Unfortunately not. Out of the 40 or 50,000 photos that I've taken over the years, I have one, maybe two, that are paranormal in nature. Excuse me, in nature.
Right.
The rest are, you know, can be explained by slow shutter speed, you know, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's very, very hard to actually, you know, capture something either on film or video.
Yeah, it to me, I'm so not sold on the orbs yet. I've seen a number of photographs with orbs in the photograph, but I guess you have to be there. If you saw the orbs, you would know that they're real. Does that make sense?
It depends. You know, it depends on the situation, but I'd say 99%+ of them can be explained as dust, moisture, pollen, you know, things like that. And
right.
A lot of people will say, oh, but my house is spotless. And there's always dust.
Yeah.
And it just depends on the conditions of, you know, the location, especially if you're outside and it's dusty or it's rained recently. You know, just about anything will cause
mm-hmm.
them.
Right. So what?
I was going to say, Peaches gives seminars to the public about learning and understanding what the things are in your pictures and if they might be an orb or not, because most tend to want it to be an orb.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always an ancestor or two that we would like to have around, and I think a lot of people play on that, and when you do actually have some evidence, you know, you have to be irrefutable evidence, which is the most difficult thing to do in the paranormal, is to get that, you know, have that ghost actually agree to testify in front of Congress. You know, it's next to impossible, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And
well,
we'll have some people that just don't want to believe that it could be anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, if just like with the witch hunts, if you seek to look something out, you're going to find it whether it's real or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So.
Right. So how do our listeners get in touch with you, good people? How do we get in touch with the California Paranormal Private Investigators?
Well, we have a website, and
okay.
It's www.calparainvestigations.org, and there is a link on there to contact us, but I'll give you the address as well, and it's a general address that we have everything, you know, sent to, and then depending on what it is, we'll field it out to whoever needs
right.
to deal with it. But that one is info@calparainvestigations.org.
info@calparainvestigations.org. It's the best place to contact you. Ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure. Hopefully it was painless to you.
It was.
I enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Diana and KD and Peaches. It's been an absolute blast. Ladies and gentlemen, the California Paranormal Private Investigators, check out their website. Go have a look. Give them a hello and a hello from us. Let them know that we're out there and we're thinking of them. And, hey, if you're looking at joining up to a paranormal group, there's one that you could check into. But we do have to get out of here. I can't believe that we burned through an hour already. Just shows you how much fun we have in the night zone. Good night now. Hey guys, got a minute? You know, I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. But for the grace of God, go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. It doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them.
Blessings upon your households. Good night.